News analyst Daniel Schorr says the candidate's tough election talk belies a more harmonious reality, that the president and his opponent are not that far apart when it comes to fighting terror.
Don't look now, but it seems that quiet progress is being made in overcoming the bureaucratic and the partisan strife that has beset the war against terrorism. Anticipating the creation of a national intelligence director, the administration has brought intelligence agencies together in a terrorist threat integration center, which holds an information-sharing session at 5 p.m. daily. It was such a session that preceded the declaration of an orange alert for financial institutions in New York and Washington. The interagency group established that Al-Qaeda had been methodically casing the banking institutions before 9/11. Documents and computer files established a detailed plan, but not the timing. There has been relatively little partisan skepticism voiced about the orange alert. Former candidate Howard Dean said that every time something happens that's not good for President Bush, he plays his trump card, terrorism. But Senator Kerry rejected the suggestion that President Bush was raising the terror level for political reasons. The Democratic candidate said, "I haven't suggested that, and I won't suggest that." Senator Kerry was offered a private classified briefing by Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge, and he accepted. President Bush, who originally opposed the 9/11 Commission, has announced his readiness to act on its recommendations with some qualifications, and he's prepared to implement some of them immediately by executive order. Senator Kerry, who has announced unqualified endorsement of the Commission's recommendations, says the administration has dropped the ball on intelligence reform. Both sides defend their positions, but neither side seems eager for a head-on collision over an issue as sensitive as terrorism and intelligence. This is Daniel Schorr.